Time for John S. Doyle with another look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
The okapi is a large hoofed animal related to the giraffe, the Irish Independent tells us, with a red-brown velvety coat and distinctive black and white stripes on its hind legs. These stripes are shown very well in the back page photograph in the Irish Examiner, taken at Dublin Zoo, where a male okapi calf was born on the 7th of July. The front page picture in the Irish Times by Patrick Bulger, who also took the Independent shot, shows only the head of the animal. He has a glum expression, which perhaps inspired the Times sub-editor to come up with the headline, Okapi Day. In the Belfast Telegraph's lead story, Suzanne Breen reports that Rishi Sunak will seek to reopen negotiations with the EU to fix the Northern Ireland Protocol, as he put it, if he becomes the UK's Prime Minister. Writing in the Belfast Telegraph, he speaks of the current draft of the protocol and says there have to be fundamental changes to it. The EU must work with us or they leave us no choice but to take action ourselves, says Mr. Sunak. The Times leads with news that the US med tech company Abbott is investing €440 million in Ireland, with plans for a major new manufacturing plant in Kilkenny and additional jobs in Donegal. This expansion will provide 1,000 jobs and will make the state a leader in the production of high-tech diabetes glucose monitoring devices, the paper says. The Examiner, in its lead story, reports that the country's 2 million homes and small businesses are to be asked to avoid peak time use of electricity in order to avoid blackouts this winter. In The Independent, Charlie Western reports that the lender ICS Mortgages is to cap the size of new home loans at just 2.5 times income. He says this move is set to hand huge market power to AIB, Bank of Ireland, and Permanent TSB, following the departure of Ulster Bank and KBC from the Republic. For the Irish Daily Star, the Irish Sun and the Irish Daily Mirror, King Puck's descent from his tower at the fair in Killorglin, County Kerry, to cool off, is the main story. Heat waves got our goat, says the Star headline. Too hot to trot, says the Sun. In a letter to the Times, Walter Ellis of Pluskalec in France calls for urgent investment in the railway network. He quotes Jim Mead, CEO of Irish Rail, as saying that a more frequent service from Dublin to Belfast was something he intended to deliver over time. Mr. Mead should remember that time is something we're all running out of, says the writer. Arthur Griffith, who died 100 years ago today, is remembered in the Times and Independent. In an editorial, the Independent recalls that Michael Collins referred to Griffith as the father of us all, who led the delegation that signed the treaty in December 1921. Negotiating the treaty was the most thankless task in Irish history, says the paper, yet it laid the cornerstone of the foundations for the state. In the Times, Mark Hilliard reports that a last-minute ceremony marking the anniversary of Arthur Griffith's death has been arranged for today, following the determined efforts of one man, Donal O'Brolocoyne. A number of Griffith's descendants and assorted members of the Oireachtas will gather today at Leinster House for the laying of a wreath, Hilliard writes. The event is expected to include the playing of the last post and a piper's lament.